The days are gone when you can get a job because you're strong or you're pretty and you don't have a good education. The job name anything that so many people ask me when I ask them what they can do, they tell me anything no longer exists.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He was addressing 100 scholarship recipients who have all received a second chance at a good education courtesy of the Jamaica biscuit company Jambisco. Jambisco is spending $500,000 to send 100 adult learners from communities in the vicinity of Spanish Town Road in St. Andrew to the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning to begin courses that will help transform them into certified, trainable, employable, and productive individuals.
Have no shame about the fact that you are this age or that stage and you have to undertake this program. The shame comes from when you know you have a need and you look at the opportunity and you turn back from that opportunity. It is to your character and goodness and ambition for yourselves and your families that you will take up the offer that is being made.
The beneficiaries are drawn from Majesty Gardens, Seaview Gardens, Waterhouse, and adjoining communities in Kingston. Their training will be facilitated at several JFLL locations in the corporate area over a 12-month period.
We are so looking forward as the program becomes implemented, where our learners be exposed to a very rigorous adult education program, which runs from the basic literacy that's from pre-primer to grade 6, but all the way up to the secondary level, where you are able to pursue your CXEs and also to transition, if you choose, to Heart NTA.
Deputy Executive Director of the JFLL, Dr. Grace Monroe. She reminded the scholars that they will have wasted the generosity of Jambisco and cheated themselves out of a wonderful personal development opportunity if they quit halfway. She urged them to band together to cross the finish line.
Be your brothers and sisters' keeper, to encourage you to ensure that the cohort that is represented here today, you start it together, you finish it together. Because it's not just Jambisco who is going to look at you and say, we are proud. Your community is going to look at you and say, we are proud of you. Your children, your family will look at you to say, I'm proud. But also, you can look at yourselves to say, I'm indeed proud of myself.
Dr. Monroe is urging other corporate organizations to follow Jambisco's example and provide more deserving Jamaicans with opportunities for academic growth. Speaking on behalf of Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, in whose constituency the beneficiaries reside, Mayor of Spanish Town, Councillor Norman Scott, commended Jambisco for its commitment to nation building.
Literacy for all Jamaicans is the passion of the government, and it must be recaptured, the imagination of all of us. There is no better way to assist in the molding of a person, the finest creation of the Almighty, than by providing that person with access to education.
On behalf of Jambisco, Marketing Manager Peter Gay Levine Thomas pledged to help more Jamaicans achieve better lives through education.
We enjoy giving back in this meaningful and productive way, which positively impacts the life of our people.
To say the scholars are happy for this opportunity would be an understatement. Just imagine how you would feel if there was something you really wanted to learn and couldn't afford it. Then someone suddenly offers to pay for the classes you need.
I feel enjoyable and feel different being here. So I really want more education, more improve in my work, want dedicate myself during schoolwork and during every day.
I liked about this program, you have a lot of things I can do. Because for me, when never had a chance to do CXE, I can do it now and achieve something better in life. What I want to become is a businessman. I own my own business and can employ people. And
the government is committed to ensuring that all Jamaicans, regardless of their background, have the opportunity to get a good education. Partnerships with private organizations are a key part of achieving this objective, and with it, the sustained development of Jamaica's most prized asset, its people.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.